diligent in this matter. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone will see your progress. The word of God is the major instrument to make progress in life. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Luide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God that is ordained for your progress. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Process for Progress.
For the preparation you have prepared our hearts, receive our thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we have begun so gloriously with us in this meeting, you will perfect that will concern us. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's another hour of process for progress. There are things we will share briefly today. When God grant us understanding to grab this reality tonight, then you're on your way to fulfillment. Who you are, what you have, and what to do with what you have. The first thing we should search out to know and to understand is to know who we are in Him. Then number two is to know what we have and to know what to do with what we have. To balance it and to find fulfillment in the sight of God, to attain the greatness in God's sight, we must know who we are, who you are, what you are, and what to do with what you have. Psalm 8. I will read verse 3 down to 6. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. A little lower than the angels simply means a little lower than God. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Now, where we read is the description of who we are or who you are in Christ or in God. That from now, the moment you know the value or the capacity of who, what God has made you to be, then you create a confidence within you. You are crowned, you have been crowned by Him with glory and honor. So never you allow anyone to diminish you. Don't let anybody talk nonsense to your life. Because whatever words you keep listening to will grow within you with time. And I say, God made you a little lower than Himself and He crowned you with glory and honor. It means there is nothing like shame over your own life. But you have to just know this first. Before, for you to go and help someone, you must first know the help that God has created within you. Do you get the point now? Now, you cannot give what you don't have to others. Now, when you realize the kind of person that God made you to be, then you will now know what He put in you that you have to help other people. Do you get the point I'm raising? It's a very serious issue. Remember I said, who you are, what you have, and what to do with what you have. Don't forget it. Anywhere God will help us to reach, if we cannot finish it today, another day. But the first thing you must know, I said, the greatest understanding is the understanding to understand God and yourself. Knowing that God is the Almighty God, God is mighty, He has all power and all the, without knowing that all the attributes of God are within you, you have not known. It won't benefit you anything. Now, in this tonight, as to be dealing with it bit by bit, say, knowing that God has made you of Himself, if we read Genesis very well, if we really want to find fulfillment, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 31. Don't forget reading it very well. Until it becomes you. When God wanted to make man, He said, come, let us make man in our image. After our operation, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. How can He say, let us make man, and let them have? It becomes a grammar to me, too much. It means, God is simply saying, let us make man in our image after all and let them, it means you and God, you are in operation. Now, why you know that you and God are always together to perfect or to create whatever you need to create through you, then confidence will be battered into your spirit man. Now, where we read, see, thou, what is man? What is so special about man? Satan committed an offense. He never get pardon. Man committed an offense. God still pardon him. That is the greatest anger of Satan any day, any time. Man that was made physically with clay, Satan was made with stone, with fire and all of this. Yet he committed an offense in God's presence and God never pardoned him. But man violated law, God, he said, I have to rescue the man. Why? Because God value man as he value himself. God was made, created in God's image and God's life. So, the moment you were able to conceive the value that God placed on you, then you're on your way to the top. It doesn't matter who your father is, it doesn't matter where you were born. The first thing you must conceive from God is that you must conceive how He made you, the value He put in you. Where would I say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? It means the thought of God's mind is full of man. So you are the actually, all what God is thinking every day is you. How you will see the way He sees you. Now that's all. And thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and thou hast crowned him. You put a crown of glory and honor upon him. So if anybody talks you out of that glory and honor, move away from that place. Do you understand my point? The value that God created in you, don't let anybody to devalue you. Am I communicating? If anybody tell you are good for nothing, never listen to such a person. God never created any human being to be good for nothing. That's why we are telling you this now. See, what is man that thou art mindful? You know the meaning of mindful? The thought of God's mind is just you. What a great thing. And thou hast made him a little land and you have now crowned him. Say, thank you, Lord, for crowning me with glory and honor. Say it as if you mean business. But that letter is written to you. Huh? You know, when a king is to be coronated, they put, and they give him a staff of office. You have been given everything. You are yet to know. That's why we must make you to know it. Now. Crown him with glory and honor. Not only that, he now set him over the works of his end. The reason for creation is man. That is why God created everything first. That man will use. He finally created him and said, all these things, they are for you. Whatever you do with it is in your hands. If you do nothing with it, hunger will kill you. If you do something with it, something will happen. Do you read it like that? Please let me read that, please. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31. Everything that God does, when he finish, he said they are good. But when it came to man, he said it's very good. Note that. You are not good for nothing, you are very good. As far as God is concerned. Do you understand? And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Is that your own Bible? Is that CBA? Is CBA? That pages is there. It's okay. And God blessed man. Blessed them. Can you see? The first thing, he empower you. God empower you. And God said unto you, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, look and see. I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God first created everything you will need before he created it, so that you be the manager. So you have to manage the head for him, bore with his spirit. So that's the first thing for creativity. The foundation for creativity is to know who you are. The foundation for creativity is to know what God has made you of. Now, then you know what to have. The unfortunate thing today is that, as he said when he was leading the prayer, he said, there are things today I find out, and I will share with you in this meeting tonight. And I pray that God will give you understanding. We always love to admire the value in other people's life and neglect the value that God places in us. I think that's the major problem. Admiring the value in another person's life does not make you to have thee. Yes. The first discovery, let me tell you this. You will see when this brother came by the Holy Ghost, he showed us something, which I would like to show you as well. See, but we all, with open face, beholding him as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Everything that God declare that he is, you are. This is the first thing you must notice. It may look funny today, but that's the truth. When God say, I am the merciful God, he gives you the same attribute. The life he gives you is the merciful life. Don't forget this. I don't know whether I'm making a point. Now, let me come again. How many of us knew that God is powerful? You know. Did Jesus say to you, behold, I give unto you power? Is that your Bible? Okay. How many of you know that God has eternal life within? Did Jesus came to give eternal life? Now, how many of you agree with the word of God that he created you in his own image? Are they in the same class? Is that true? Okay, now. How many of you believe that your genealogy is simply me, you are of God? Have you read that? Okay, now. If you are of God, your resemblance is him. Is that true? Don't know why. God created you by himself, in himself, for himself. God created you by himself, in himself, and for himself. I come again. God created you by himself, in himself, and for himself. So, whenever they are looking for God today, they want to see the picture of God. When they see you, you are actually the picture of God here on earth. Don't forget this. Jesus never forget that. I and my Father are one. The Father that sent me, I came to do the will of him that sent me. He never forget this. If this confidence is building you, if this image is building you, then to know what to do, it will be easier. I think the problem we have today is the problem of our own identity. Oh, this man is powerful. What of you? You are powerless. Okay, now. You and I, do I have a different only God and you have a different one? What are you talking about? Was I made in God's image and you are not made in God's image? So what are you talking about? It's just the normal. I pray tonight you will understand some things. Now when I say you were created by God, God created you by himself, in himself, and for himself. Give us Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has before ordained that ye should walk in them. Where did he create you? In himself. By himself. Upon himself. Colossians 1:16. You will see what I'm talking about. To tell you that from now you will arise. 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. By him, in him, and for him. This is the first thing that you must. So that you won't do something as such only you. Just you are very sure that what I'm doing, I know it. Now, the first thing is that know who you are. Know whom God has made you to be. Before moving to what you have. Then knowing what to do with what you have. These are the things I want to share with you today. How many of you believe truly that you are created in God's image and God's likeness?
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Lord, for creating in your image? After your likeness. Thank you for being my father. For thank you for making me your child. Now, may I ask you again a question? When you see a father, genuine father, and he has a son, and the son is 1 year old, and the father is 90 years old, is there anything in that father that is not in that child? What is the difference? The child has not grown, Abi. He has not developed. But all the attributes of that man is in that child. Likewise, the more you get the understanding of whom God is, you understand whom you are. Then from there, confidence to perform, beginning to emerge. Do you see Paul with beard now? He did not have the, when the time comes, what happened? But if you now say, because he doesn't have beard now, it doesn't resemble me, what happened? Then you miss it. Because you are not beginning to do great things as it is ordained for you, that does not mean that you are different from what God says concerning you. Please, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that this understanding will become your life and your spirit. This is the first thing. Now, again he said, you are actually the thought and the heart of God. In the sense that when Jesus began to tell them, when they told him that our father eated manna in the wilderness and all of this, and he told them something. Moses did not give you bread from heaven. My father gave it to you. And the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life to the world. Maybe you don't know that. The bread of God is he that cometh from heaven, which is Christ. And why did Christ come from heaven? To give us the same life that God has. How many of you believe you have the life of God? Now, is it the life of God that created all things or a mechanism? The life of God which created all things is in you. To know why God created those things, it's just because we have not given enough thoughts to that. Do you understand my point now? No, listen, I'm going somewhere. Give me that John chapter 6 so that you understand where I'm going. Your situation today, it is because you have not known what to do. Do you understand my point? None of you are not a slave. You are not a beggar. You are not a disadvantage. You are the creation of God. So I don't believe in a lack or any shame something. What were you crowned with? Heavenly king were crowned with crown. But you were crowned with glory and honor. God's glory and God's honor. From today, God's honor will follow you.
Amen.
His glory will manifest through your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are we in John chapter 6? Give us verse 32 and 3. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, what God eats, is food, is life, is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. What kind of life? The life of God. The creative life of God. The constructive life of God. The merciful life of God. The healing life of God. The loving life of God. The wisdom life of God. Oh my God. If you see Jesus teaching very, very well, all his teaching were focused on life. You are what you are today because you don't know. Do you understand my point? Now, excuse me. What is God's bread? Jesus, who came from heaven. Why did he need to come? So that he will give us what? The life that God himself carried. And I want to tell you that no one carry God's life with pure understanding that will not accomplish something. It's not possible. It's not possible. Jesus came to give us life. The life we have before does not know whom God is. The life we have before does not know whom they are. They were living in assumption. But the moment that life came, is to know whom God is. And as you are knowing whom God is, you are knowing whom Jesus is. Then as you are knowing whom Jesus is, you are knowing whom you are. That's the key now. Let me read this for you so that you understand where I'm going. How many of you believe this? Please, stop crying in the corner. Stop looking yourself as Mr. and Mrs. Nobody. No, sit down. Give God that trust that what God has spoken concerning you is true. Nobody can change it. You can only change it. In fact, you are not capable of changing it. You can only reject it. Which I believe you will not reject it. You don't need to run up and down. Whatever cannot destroy, God cannot destroy you. Because you carry him. Do you understand my point now? Eh? Let's study that subject a little while before we go back to this creativity we are talking about. John chapter 17, verse 2 and 3. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And in a passage, in the Bible say, both he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all of one. It means knowing God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom I sent, is simply saying knowing whom you are. You are not with me. Do you remember Jesus said, whatever he does, he will do. Do you hear it now? It means whatever could not defeat him cannot defeat you. But your understanding must capture the reality. Say to yourself, you are not a disadvantage. Say it once again. You are simply an asset to your world. You are an asset. Without you, the world will not stand. You see it like that. Were you told that Jesus confronted us and said, you are the salt of the head? Without you, the world will be in shambles. And he pressed further to say, you are the light of the world. You are the one to develop the world. Am I communicating? Now, from this passage, I want you to know something. You give me another true scripture again to balance it now. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. That we may know him. That is true. And we are in him. That is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. I don't know what that passage has caused in my own life. When God looked down from heaven now upon each of us, he sees himself. Yes, we fail to realize that. Do you understand my point? Huh? Okay, now. Let's now go to John 1. When John the Baptist began his walk. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And the life, oh my God, was the development of men. The light is life. Is your wisdom. If we capture it to this place, you are okay. And in him was life. And the life was the light of man, was the development of man, was the empowerment of man, was the creative ability of man. He was dealing with this matter. Today you see God's children and your behavior as if they are puppets. No, you are not. So the first thing is to actually comprehend and to conceive the value that God created within you. Oh my God, are you with me? Do you understand now? Now, without understanding what you are in Christ Jesus, you can never understand what you have. When God created man, he put within the man the life that is capable of making the man find fulfillment here on earth. Do you get the point I'm raising? Unbelievers may be copies. They don't create. They copy what was created. They copy. No one created anything reasonable until eternal life comes to that life. They can copy. They can imitate. They don't initiate and create anything. I see you on the top. Hallelujah. Is God blessing someone now? No, no, no. This life is what God put in you. And crown that life in you with glory and honor. So, when you are confronted with issue now, you should first know that the person confronted with issue is the Almighty God, who has all wisdom to deal with everything. Am I communicating now? That's the first thing you learn. Now, let's press further now. What do you have? Many of us say we don't have anything. But I see that you have eternal life. You cannot have the fullness of God and say you don't have anything. Do you understand now? You have him. You have God, the Almighty God, who has all things. Since you have the owner of all things, definitely you have access to all things. Huh? Do you get the point I'm raising? Excuse me. What did Jesus tell us? He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. It means because you're a believer, you have his life. You have his fullness. You have his power. You have his wisdom. Now the question is, what do you do with what you have? This is the matter now. Do you get the point I'm raising? Say, I have eternal life. I have the nature of God. I am partaker of the divine nature, the creative nature of God, the loving nature of God, the constructive nature of God. I have in me the fullness of God's life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't forget this. Now, in Christ Jesus is the fullness of God. Abi? And Jesus came with the fullness of God, the Father, and manifested God's glory. And you and I too, we have received the fullness of God. It is our own tongue to manifest the glory of God. I say it is your own tongue to manifest the glory of God. In the beginning, God. The life of God that created all things in Christ Jesus is the same life we carry as believers. Huh? Want me to understand? Why is he that? You dress a shirt and trouser. I did not wear bedroom slippers. It does not fit it. How do you know that it doesn't fit it? Not common sense. That's creativity. That is what? No, you don't know, as you wear this cloth like this, you are actually creating something. Already now, you are in the same class of God creating something. If another person sees you tomorrow, why do you dress like this? Say, as I dress like this, this is the best. What will that person do? He will go and try it. Am I communicating? It will not be long. It will become what? A trend. You have actually created something as a pattern. Do you get the point now? Now, why is he that? Let me ask another question. Why is it that when a man plants here, people just look and laugh? Because it is generally known that women should what? Plant here. It fits the woman more than the man. Is that true? Why? It will be very hard for man's hair to be as long as that of woman. Am I communicating? But when you now see a woman that now scrape all the hair, finish. What happened? You will realize that already we are in the realm of creativity, but we don't know. Every day we create. Every day we create something. But we don't know that we are creating something. Why do you decide to keep speaking positive words? Why is it that you stop speaking those nonsense things? Because you were creating something good. Do you understand my point? Some people still believe to they don't even bother about what they say. Even some curse themselves. They say they know that because of where they came from, it can never be better for them. Now they are saying something, they are creating. But you that you understand how to create positive something. You assure yourself every day, say, because God lives in me, my tomorrow is sure. Now you are creating something. Why the people that say because of their backgrounds, nothing good can come out of them, they are actually creating something, but it's a negative form. So all of us on a daily basis, we create. But we don't know. That creative ability is in every man. Oh my God, I'm making it. Am I making a point? Guy. Do you understand my point? Guy. Have you ever seen my picture? And your face, you don't like your face. You don't like to see that picture again. What happened? When there's one to snap another picture, you now adjust. What do you think that you are doing? You were creating. That's creativity. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Before God said, he already knew what light will be. The same thing applicable. Before you wear this dress today now, it's okay now. You will have seen before you even put it on. It wasn't when you put it on that you started thinking. No! That's creativity. The thought of your heart, when you bring it out, you have created something. Every day you are creating something within you, but you don't know. Oh my God, am I communicating? You will see, I could remember really when we were in primary school in those days. When you are writing, you know that you are writing, you don't like it. Is that true? You try to what? To write away. How many of you experience that? You will see that your handwriting in primary school is different from that of secondary school. Is that true? What do you think that you are doing? You are creating something. Because the God's nature, who is the creator of heaven and earth, is within you. Wanted to find expression. Oh my God. Go and sit down. Kai. I wish you understand it. So look at this matter very well. See, the day you begin to assess the deposit of God within you, that's the day you begin to emerge. I can learn from other people, but what is within me, and it's within me alone. What God created me to do, it's only me who can do it. What God created you to do, it's only you can do it. Others may try to do it, but they can't do it as well, because you are special. That is what, okay, now, sorry, come on. You, Jibade, and Moses, the same father, the same mother. You notice that you are not of the same height. And facially, Abi? Now, is it not God that made you like that? If God knows that you and somebody are the same, it means he will have created you the same. What God does is that when he made you, if you remove the mold, he throws it away. He carries another mold to mold another person. So stop copying people. Find out what is God, what has God, what did God really put in me? And that is your uniqueness. That is your uniqueness. Hundreds and thousands of people may be doing the same thing, but the person that understands who he is always unique there. It doesn't make... Do you get the point? So that is it. I look at all the children, they say this person resembles you, this one, no matter the resemble, that there is different. Eh? So God put that difference there. What is the meaning of that? It means what he put in you is different from what he put in another person. The way you will handle, what you want to handle, want you to handle, is different from the way this brother will do his own. That's all. I want us to just really pray tonight that, Lord, help me to discover what God has placed in me. It will bless you the more. Everyone, we are unique in ourselves. Nobody is useless. There is none of us that God did not place something within you. But the problem today, I don't know where that challenge came. Instead of looking inward to see what God has placed in us, we started looking at what he placed in another. And instead of cultivating our own land, instead of busy cultivating on our own land, until we begin to produce fruit, we're busy looking at the one that somebody else has cultivated. No, sir. Hi. Do we understand now? Huh? What God assigned you to do, nobody else can do it. Mm-mm. Nobody else. There is a uniqueness of God within you. Find out. It is your job. It is your job. It is your duty. Find out. Keep finding out. Keep finding out. When you see the thing, you started mining it. Then you see something happening. Because what God placed in you is what God gave you to bless others. And when you are using what he placed in you to bless others, when others are blessed, they will not bless you back in return. Glory to God. Are we blessed? Say, I am of God. I am created in God's image and God's likeness. I have eternal life, the creative life of God, the loving life of God, the divine nature of God dwelleth in me. Now I mentioned three things. Who you are, what you are, and what to do with what you have. You have mouth. Is that true? What to do with your mouth determine what comes back to you. You have hands. What to do with your hands determine what comes to you. You have leg. What to do with... All of these are there. I read a material some years, maybe 2014 or thereabouts, and I captured that. I say, what destroy a man is what a man has, but they not know how to use it. And what make a man great is what a man has. Eh? But he know how to use it. Don't say you are empty. No empty person. Some of you just love to help people. Go ahead, find someone to help. You will derive joy there. Some of you have the capacity to encourage people. Go ahead. No, I don't have anything. Who will tell you so? Someone tell me that I can sit down with people to talk. But when I find it out that this is it, I threw all the spanner away. All the screwdrivers. Bible. I face this. And I find it so comfortable today. The time came, they said, Kai, you talk too fast. I went back to God and said, Lord, give me what to talk too fast. And God answered my prayer. Do you understand? Officers, are you hearing? Stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming your backgrounds. You have a Father. He's called the Almighty God. And you have the fullness of His life. The highest that your biological father can give you on earth is to give you a landed property or to give you some cash. But the Heavenly Father did not only give you those things. He gave you His life to manage what He gave you. It's a serious issue. You understand? So now, whom you are determine the ability to manage what you have. Who you are empower you to manage what you have. You know, mouth didn't speak, have you? Yes, no. Mouth do not speak. How many of you agree with that word? Mouth doesn't speak. You speak through your mouth. So, who you are determines your ability to manage what you have. Here we will ask God, Lord, engrace me to manage what I have as Jesus managed what He has. It will be better. Very, very better. The what to do with what to have is what brings reward. What you do with what you have is what brings reward. What makes you to be relevant here on earth is what you do with what you have. What makes you a person of influence is what you do with what you have. No matter how anyone looks like, someone needs you. You are actually the answer to someone's prayer. So stop looking down on yourself. If you are not seeing the person that God sent you to, keep looking until you see the person. Do you get the point now? So when they say, this man, this person is a person of influence, what making a person of influence is that he does something with what he has. I pray that God will give us perfect understanding over this matter in the name of the Lord Jesus. So discovering your worth, first, that you are valuable, you are God's image, you are God's likeness, then the next thing that will come, how do I empower others? How do I create something that will bless others? That is your net worth. That is what? Your net worth. Your net worth. What you are creating to bless others. What you are creating to empower others. What you are creating to make life easy to others. what we are creating to make other people to find fulfillment in their journey of life. These are very, very important. Look at the point now. Because with you, many lives will be okay. And without you and I, life will not be okay. That is what Jesus said. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Say, but let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. This is it. I will stop here tonight. Do we have any question? If I go away. Although next week is question and answer. How will you leave it in next week? Eh? What I say is so simple. Very simple. Is that not simple? It's a simple matter. Very, very simple matter. You are crowned with glory and honor. It means whatever you are creating today, you want to create, is to make sure that the same way that God crowned you with glory and honor, God should crown another person with glory and honor. So whatever you are creating, any product you are creating, any service you are rendering, then should be to what? To make other people realize that they are so valuable in the sight of God and in the sight of men. Do you get the point now? Huh? Okay, what is your question? Only one question. Glory, glory to God. By accessing the deposit of God within. Let me ask you a question. Just a simple question. Do you know that some persons love washing clothes, but they hate ironing clothes? Is that so? Oh my God, you are not with me. Some people turn into iron clothes. Kai. But tell them to wash clothes. Ah, can't get their finish. What is that? Is the deposit finding an expression? Okay, when you are in the school, surely in Nigeria anyway that they offer different kind of courses that make no sense to their future. But if I'm privileged to have a say or to have a school, I will introduce a course developing your spirit. But that's the greatest course I've seen. Developing your spirit. Because that's your real person. Do you notice that when you are doing maybe 7 or 8 subjects, there's some, maybe out of 8, maybe there are 2 subjects you don't like to hear. When the teacher is coming, what do you do? No matter how simple that subject looks like, it doesn't, your life doesn't really attract it. Is that true? Eh? And you only get low. But the other one, you are even, if the teacher says, we don't have that subject to the class, they say they should be having that subject every, what is this? What's the point there? Oh, you are not with me. I just said that one as an example. Now, let me now ask you this. Do you notice that there are some persons, they hardly forget things? Tell them one story 20 years ago, they will still repeat it. Is that a pointer? Eh? Is that something that God placed in you? But instead of you to develop such things, you ignore it. Okay. People are looking at me suspiciously tonight. But actually I'm saying something. So now you see now. You know, let me say this now properly. You know, many of you want to be seeing vision. Do you notice that? Eh? But do you notice that he doesn't like to, he doesn't pray for that. The thing just come to him. Is that true? He doesn't. He didn't go to any school of seeing vision. He has never, I know he never. But he's realized that the thing just come. Do you understand the point? And that vision will keep coming. But it's the one that is not seeing everything. Because it's yet to walk away on himself. You don't understand my point. Whatever God shows him today, that is not all God is showing him. That is the only all he sees. With his capacity. But if he walks more on himself now, he will see more. I don't know whether I'm making a point. You know, some people say, God doesn't show them something. I say, no. God doesn't hide anything from any man. But your capacity to see what God is showing, it is your own. Sorry. I don't know whether I'm making a point. God never hides anything from any man. It is man who has not developed himself to see what God is showing. God. How many of you agree? Let's go to John 5. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. You will see that God doesn't hide anything from anybody. John chapter 5, verse 10. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. He has to see what the Father is doing. Because the Father is always doing something. Okay now. For what thing soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. No, verse 20 now. For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. Now, and he will shew him greater works than these that ye may have. It means God shew all his children all things, but all his children doesn't see all things. Why? Because they did not position themselves to see. What is the meaning of seeing? Understanding. Oh my God. If we understand it, it will be very better. God doesn't hide anything. No. He with this passage, it means Jesus was not the one that prayed to God that God should show him. It is the love nature of God to show you. When you go to God with that mindset, then you'll be able to see what he's showing you. But if you go with the mindset that God, let me pray hard so that God will show me. Mm-mm. Jesus never prayed that God should show him something. It is God's love to show his people something. So when you understand that, you know that God doesn't hide anything from you. Mm-mm. He does it. He does it. Now, what do I need to do now to see what God is showing me? It is my job. I have to single my heart. I have to single my mind to focus on him alone. And drop other things that may block my whatever. Do you understand the point? Did he hide anything from anyone? No. Jesus told us he doesn't hide anything. So, but our capacity of capturing what God is showing us, it is our job now, not God's job. You know, there are a lot of things that beclouds us today. So if we put those beclouds behind you and you will see where. Do you get the point? Yes. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Are you blessed? It's your question and answer. Glory to God. I want us to pray tonight and just say, God, Lord, I've heard your word. Let your word create the value in me. What is in your heart? What is meant in your heart? Yesterday you had the healing life of Jesus Christ. The same healing life of Jesus is within you. Ready to heal the sick. Is there. That ability is there. Put it to work. I want us to pray tonight and say, Lord, help me. As you have been my helper, help me. Let your work create the value that is in your heart in me. Help me never to reject you. We'll be right back.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website, www.thecream.org.ng.
Or call the following number for more inquiries.
081-3553-7845.
080-6061-8421.
070-6227-0070.
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.